you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. I'm joined today by Aaron Lim Rhodes and actor Jonathan Bennett. Thank you so much for being here. We have to talk about some breaking news that just happened. We all woke up this morning to Queen Elizabeth's announcement that Prince Philip has passed away at 99 years old. The Queen announced that he died peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. There's a memorial of flowers growing there and also outside of Buckingham Palace. They were married for over 70 years, and their love story started when Elizabeth was just 13 years old.
You can take it from me that the Queen has the quality of tolerance and abundance.
Prince Philip's romance with Queen Elizabeth was one for the ages. He was born into royalty on June 10th, 1921. And after going to school in Germany, France, and the UK, he joined the British Royal Navy. When Philip was 18, he began exchanging letters with a 13-year-old Princess Elizabeth. They married when she was 21 in 1947.
It was with her marriage to the Duke of Edinburgh that perhaps we first realized the personality of our queen-to-be.
5 years later, he would watch her become queen.
Elizabeth II was to be only the seventh queen of England since the days of William the Conqueror.
The prince left active military service, becoming his wife's most loyal and loving ally, the father of their four children, and many more grandchildren. No one could make the queen break into a smile or laugh like him. Together, they went through seven decades of service, celebration, and scandal.
I have done my best with Prince Philip's constant love and help.
I think that the main lesson that we've learned is that tolerance is the one essential ingredient of any happy marriage. It may not be quite so important when things are going well, but it is absolutely vital when things get difficult.
Wow. That is a long life to live. When I heard the news this morning, I immediately thought of the Queen. Can you imagine being married to someone for 70 years?
I mean, wow. To even live 99 years and then to also have your partner through so much of your life, like, that is really incredible. I was also kind of shocked because I just felt, even though he's 99 years old, I just felt like this man was really going to live on and on.
Right.
Same with the Queen.
Yeah, same with her.
Live forever.
And they met when they were 13?
Yeah,
she was 13 and he was 18.
I'm glad that I met my fiancé later in life because I don't think he would handle me for 73 years.
Seriously.
Like, I don't think he would be able to take that. So
yeah,
that's a long time. And what a beautiful accomplishment and beautiful story there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, heartbreak can often bring a family together. So, you know, obviously Harry and William and Harry and his father having some hard times in their relationship right now. I would expect that Harry and Meghan are going to go back for the funeral. Do you think there'll be some sort of reconciliation that happens there?
I don't know if there's going to be a full reconciliation, but I think that these two loved the, you know, the Queen and, you know, his grandfather. So, and it sounded like Meghan really did revere her and wants to pay respect to her as well. So I think that they will show up. But it sounds like, you know, there was a lot of hardship with the institution itself. Mm-hmm. So I can't see why they wouldn't go for the funeral.
Yeah, I have, personally, I have a very strong opinion about this. I lost both my parents a few years ago at the same year. So I went through a lot of loss and family and what, you know, funerals look like and what it looks like when someone passes away in your family. And what I've learned from my experience is that in these situations, there are no rules. Mm. So we think maybe she will go back and they will go to the funeral and be part of it. But if that doesn't happen, that's okay too, because the funerals and when people pass away, they're for the living, right? The people that have passed on have already gone to a better place, whatever that place is, but it's all for us at this point. Mm. So maybe there's something where, as long as she's supporting Harry and, like, with, you know, her husband and taking care of him, maybe she'll go back, maybe she won't. And if she doesn't, that's okay too.
Well, yeah. There were reports, yes, that Harry's gonna go, but yeah, the big question is Meghan. And I'm sorry to hear that story, by the way, but I completely respect that. And I think in everyday life, that is 100% true. But when you are Meghan Markle and you're married to Harry and you guys are already under so much family scrutiny, is it worth not going for the pure optics?
I honestly think that she's going to go, not just for the optics, not just because she might fear media backlash, but I really do think that aside from all of the things that happen, like, she wants to be there for Harry. She wants to be there for Her Majesty the Queen.
Yeah, she does seem like, yeah, the relationship with the Queen is there, is really strong still. So I hope they go, but sad news for the royal family, but what a long, happy life they lived. Yeah. All right, moving on to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. So these two are very serious all of a sudden. He's got her name tattooed on his chest. In fact, we just found out this morning that Kourtney's reposted this, so she knows about it. She is proud about her man getting that tattoo. Is this soon? Too soon? Anybody?
Well, I mean, when you have a man like Travis Barker who has no real estate left and he had to could do it like over an old tattoo, it's kind of like, does it even matter? Is it even really there? I mean, if it doesn't work out, he's just going to cover it again.
Right.
So it doesn't seem too serious, given that it's Travis Barker, but it is serious because it is permanent. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's hot and sexy and I like it. And they seem real serious for each other.
They do seem serious for each other. But here's the thing. Isn't it like a jinxing a relationship when you get the name tattooed on you? Isn't that like a big thing in the world?
Like,
once you get it tattooed and then like that jinxes it and things go wrong.
Yeah.
So I mean, he does have a lot of tattoos. So I think one more is not going to hurt. But I just think, I just would never tattoo someone's name. Like, can you imagine me tattooing, like, James's name on my chest?
But no, because you don't have them.
Like, right, because I'm
think
vanilla.
Of my brother-in-law.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. My brother-in-law has so many tattoos that, like, he shows up and he has a new one, and it's literally, like, no thought about it whatsoever. And,
right.
And he literally just goes on a whim and is like, I felt like putting a strawberry on
my he's like, Kansas, why not?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Sure.
It sounds funny. Let's
do it. And I actually think this is his second tattoo that's a tribute to Kourtney, because we just saw B-roll of the You're So Cool, and a lot of people are speculating that that was from, like, a date, from a quote from his favorite movie, and it could be in her handwriting because it was written on a napkin at this hotel. Like, all of these things. So I think that is also
a
Kourtney
tattooing it
tribute.
Himself? No.
No. Is that that's on Travis? It does.
Okay,
they're
sorry.
The same brand.
He's just the
same
angle
brand.
For a second, and I was confused. But you know, she also recently just posted that little like cutesy photos, like or that photo the other day that said we were supposed to be watching movies, but we're not really.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, is he the one? Are they?
I really
it could. For each other?
I can see this being it for each other. It seems like he is such a good guy, you guys. Like, he is a man that is so healthy inside and out. And I think he really treats her well. And she needs a man at that level. And they have this mutual understanding. They both have kids. It's so easy for them to co-parent and mix these lives. She's already posting photos with his daughters.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's usually pretty private, really private about her boyfriend. She tries to hide it as much as she can, but she is all about Travis right
but
now.
But you know what? It's the age-old saying, when you know, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they both just know. Because when you meet a couple where they just hit it off and they know they're the one for each other, we all can see it. We're seeing it now. They can feel it. It's exuding from them. They can't hide it.
Aww.
They're tattooing it on themselves. I think when you know, you know. And I think they both know.
Oh, my
I think
gosh.
I would not be surprised if there were reports literally tomorrow. They eloped or they're married already.
That'd be crazy. But that would be cool. All right, it's a huge day for Taylor Swift. She finally dropped her first re-recorded album. It's called Fearless, Taylor's Version. This is the album with songs like 15, Love Story, You Belong With Me. If you could- Just joking about the kitchen. Like, you can tell, like, that's before all the money came in.
Yep.
It's the kitchen.
That's like when I knew I was gay. When I heard that album for the first time, I'm like, yes! This is me! Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So wow. Taylor released the original album when she was 18. She's 31 now. What do you guys think? I saw it. I started listening. They all sound very similar. I mean, you can definitely hear the sound of her voice has changed, obviously. She's aged a little bit, but it still works for most of the songs. Some of the songs, like 15, it's a little weird hearing an older person sing it because sure. It's such an elementary type sound and song. But I think it's going to be big. It brings you back to a little bit of nostalgia, especially if you're a big Taylor Swift fan, back to the time when those songs came out. And I was like, okay.
Completely. I mean, I got emotional listening to it. I'm like, wait, why am I feeling these feels?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even consider myself a huge Swiftie, but, you know, a Taylor fan, and she's just so talented. And to hear those subtle changes, to see how far she has come as an artist, it's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And it does, because they were such huge songs at a time in our lives that it's just like what music does. When they were all over the radio, this album and all of her albums, but especially this one. And so if you were a big fan back then, it really just brings you back.
Yeah, it takes you back to those feelings, you know, 15 years ago, which we were all in different places in our lives. And, you know, like it was a much different life that we had. And so the nostalgia factor of it was fantastic for me listening to it. I thought it was just great. Brought me back to sad times and happy times. But then just like Taylor, you get to reflect and look how far you've come and where you are now. And I'm thinking back to when I first heard those songs and who I was.
Yeah.
A completely different person.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Are you where you thought you would be 15 years
ago? I am not where I thought it would be,
but
I'm glad. We live in Palm Springs now,
which is
never thought I would do that. But then quarantine happened and we moved to Palm Springs. So I just have a completely different life than what I thought I was going to have 15 years ago. And I'm so happy it's this life, you know?
Wow. That's
good.
I didn't know you were a Palm Springs guy.
Look at my shirt.
He's a Palm Springs
shirt.
And the tan.
I'm about to have a milestone birthday, and when you hit that birthday, West Hollywood kicks you out, and you have to go to Palm Springs.
I understand.
So they're like, too old, out of here.
That makes sense.
We had to move to the birdcage.
All right, coming up, Wendy Williams' dating experiment. It actually worked. What we know about her new man, and will this last? Plus, the star who cried over her engagement ring. Would you be this honest with your man if you really just didn't like it?
Ooh,
y'all. Awkward.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are starting today's Pop of Love with a crazy story. Wendy Williams' on-air search for a boyfriend actually worked. Mike Esterman won her Date Wendy game, and these two had chemistry from the start. Watch.
I'm 56. How old are you?
55.
Yeah.
I'm old, you know, April. I'm an April Fool's almost, April 3rd.
And he's got jokes. And I like your shirt. And that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. The whole thing is so funny. Mike won the contest back in February, and it looks like things are actually getting serious. Wendy's visiting him in Maryland, posting all about it on Instagram. She's been sharing photos of his home, their date nights, pics of herself running errands with him. Do we believe that this is actually working out, or is this for television purposes?
Okay, the posting a lot makes me question it, but she does seem happy, and I can see why this would work out. They're doing normal things. Like, she lives such a glamorous life and is a huge personality, so I'm sure it's kind of nice to just be normal.
Oh my gosh, I haven't gone to the grocery store by myself in years.
Right?
But isn't it they're doing like mundane things that are the true test of a relationship, right?
Yes.
Like, and that's what all first dates and like the first month of a relationship should be. Like, no fancy dinners and like limos, like, hey, you're gonna go to the grocery store, we're gonna change a tire, and then you're gonna pop a zit on my back. Oh, like that's gonna be
that's why we're not popping zits.
Yes. That's what, maybe month two, but that's
until
what, like,
I'm
the best.
Fully sexually like into you before you try to ruin it all.
I think it's
well, welcome to my life. But like The Bachelorette, like those shows, that's why a lot of times they don't work.
Yeah.
Because they're in these fantasies of like champagne and a helicopter to like Niagara Falls. Of course I would fall in love with the person, but like I want to see an episode where they put them in like, okay, you're on the side of the road, change a tire, and then you have to go home and do the dishes.
So I'm thinking
that's real love.
If this is working so well for Wendy, we should just do this for Justin.
Yes.
Actually, I really think if Justin can endure an early first date at the Cheesecake Factory and fall in love with this person, then it's going to last.
Who doesn't love the Cheesecake Factory?
I mean, everyone loves the Cheesecake Factory.
Everyone loves it. He's good looking. He's charming. Justin would be perfect. Let's do it.
Okay.
Wendy?
Justin, now we just got to get Justin on board.
I'll host it. Yeah,
Justin is like, what the hell is happening?
No. Okay, moving on. We've got Kevin Bacon, Kira Sedgwick. They've been married for 32 years, which is basically a lifetime in Hollywood. But their marriage almost started off with a lie. So Kevin told Kelly Clarkson what went wrong after he proposed.
About 3 months later, we're lying in bed and she wakes up in the middle of the night and she's crying. And she's like, I can't even say what's going on. I'm like, oh, my God, what's happened? I thought maybe she was breaking up with me or I don't know what I thought. And finally she goes, I don't like the ring.
Oh, Kevin said Kira felt terribly about telling him, but she finally got honest. Would you tell your man if you didn't like the ring?
First of all, this would never happen to me because I was very transparent and clear with what I wanted and what was acceptable.
Did you take the bestie and pick out the exact one?
Oh, I took like 8 besties on 3 different occasions, yep. And I had a piece of paper that said Aaron's ring. This is the shape, the ring size, the clarity, blah, 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 blah. You can't get it wrong with this.
You are so funny. I did the exact opposite. I did nothing. I didn't say anything. I really wanted to see what he would pick.
Don't leave this up to chance. These are men.
I know.
Did you like it?
I do like it.
But you love it.
I love it. Because
it's from him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love it. But the only hang up I have on him, and men take note, is I wish he would have measured my finger better beforehand and did that because with the diamonds all around the sides, they fall out so often because we get to resize so much. So I do wish that he would have been a little more prepared on that part. But other than that, I love it.
Okay, so my fiance James did the same thing. Well, was very prepared on the sizing. So he designed our ring at K Jewelers.
Obviously,
I can't return it, but I don't want to return it because I love it, so I couldn't do that. But I was at a fitting for a movie I was shooting, and the wardrobe department kept coming in and putting different ring sizes on me and sizing the ring. And I'm like, why are you guys so worried about the fake wedding ring I'm about to wear in the movie? Like, this is weird. Come to find out, he had called the wardrobe department, said, hey, I'm getting a ring that can't get resized from K Jewelers. Like, I need you to, like, get it sized and make it perfect.
And he did.
Also, Kevin... Like, you need to make sure you know the person you're going to get engaged
exactly.
to. Know them a little bit better. Ask them more questions.
But maybe he's, you know, some men are just really bad at this stuff. My mom...
Call their gay best friend. They have one. They know.
Perfect example. My father, bless his heart, he gets my mom jewelry all the time. Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries. He doesn't really watch the show, so I can say this. I can think of like 2 pieces he's got over the years that she actually wears. Every single Christmas, it's the same thing. And then finally, I got to the age where I'm like, Dad, don't you dare buy some more jewelry until I'm shopping with you, because he goes there and he gets sold by the jewelry people. They're like, this is what's in right now, these huge things. I'm like, well, my mom doesn't like gaudy stuff. She likes like simplistic stuff. So I don't care how gaudy it is. He thinks if he spent a lot of money, then it must be a good purchase. But it's not her, and he just sucks at it, and they've been married for 30 years.
See, it's sweet, the intention and everything, but if you're spending good money, like, you want to know what would they really like, what would they be proud of, what would I be proud of? So, you know, I think you should just, like, put some more thought into it when it comes to big purchases like this.
When it's something that she has to wear every day, she can't just be like, thanks for Christmas, and then go sneakily return it herself 3 months later, 2 months
later. They're like, you know what? Your wife would love a really good choker. Exactly. A diamond choker.
Actually, yes. I do want
it's
a diamond choker.
Sale. Normally it's $6,000,
it
but
looks.
Today it's only $3,000. And he's like, oh, I'm getting a deal. Let's do it.
Okay, up next, it happens all the time in Hollywood. We are talking about cheating. What should you do if your partner is cheating? And is flirting wrong? Our relationship expert is helping us break it all down next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Okay, today we are talking about cheating, how to define it, how to catch it, and what you may not know about it. Here to help is relationship expert Diane Valentine.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Diane. Cheating rumors are flying around Hollywood.
Yes.
There was the whole J-Lo and A-Rod rumors, then the Machine Gun Kelly rumors, and then this Quavo and Sweetie. I mean, so many. How do you define cheating? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many different ways to define
it. Yes. Cheating is really any kind of intimate relationship that you engage in. And when I say intimate, it can be everything from sexual intimacy to a pen pal at the local penitentiary. It's all the same. It is all the same.
Okay.
Really? Yes. Now, there are different consequences for the level of cheating that you do, but the act of cheating is all the same.
Interesting.
So is like flirting considered cheating?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because flirting is manipulation. It is what I use to get what I want out of you.
Ooh, what if it's
Oh my God.
What if they're like talking and flirting because they want attention? What if you have like that guy that likes to go to the bar and he's like everybody's looking at him, you know, the center of attention type of personality?
I think it's the same thing. I think that the manipulation is that maybe in its simplest form, all I want is a little bit of attention. So I'm gonna bat an eye, I'm gonna smile. At worst, it destroys trust, it ruins relationships, it ends marriages. Mm-hmm. And so you have to just kind of weigh, do I even wanna go there? Because we know how quickly flirting can escalate.
That's okay, true. Wait, I know we're probably not supposed to talk about this, but like, what's the punishment for that one?
Just the flirting.
Well, is that something to get entirely caught up on, or is it just like a conversation like, hey, I noticed you're flirting, and
it's
that offended me?
I just think that people are not blind, right? Your husband, your spouse, your partner is not blind whatsoever. And so they're gonna see people that are attractive, and yes, they might flirt. It might be as simple as a hello, a smile, oh, let me grab the door for you. The key is making sure it starts and stops there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's when it escalates, and then the flirt turns into, oh, let's grab a drink.
Right.
Oh, let's have dinner. Oh,
see,
it'll
like,
be so simple.
That's me crossing the line or whatever. You know, yeah, but if it's hard because I'm such a flirt. So I'm like, but not like on purpose, I'm just a friendly person.
Right.
I'm the same, actually.
You're like, I can't help it that I'm likable.
Yeah. That's so true, though. Like, that's just me. I love giving compliments. It's just kind of like who I am. So.
And sometimes you got to use what you got. You got to use what your mama gave you to get what you need in life.
How about this? So if you think your partner is cheating on you, what is the first thing you should do? Should you go through their phone? Should you try to find evidence before you confront them, or confront them, then try to find the evidence?
First things first, do not panic if you think your partner is cheating.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And do not start that, let me talk to you, unless you have real facts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't start with the speculation. First thing is calm down, gather your facts. And I don't mean like a screenshot of a DM. I mean real facts that are proven facts, that are real evidence.
Wait, and a screenshot of a DM, wouldn't that be? Yeah.
But you know what? In this world of celebrity dating, there's so much like photoshopped and there's so much denial. Oh, I didn't mean anything. It was just a hello. She took it the wrong way. You know what I mean?
Right.
So a DM is really kind of hard to say whether or not the intent behind it was to develop some kind of relationship.
You don't know the context,
too. Yes, but two people at a restaurant having a glass of champagne.
Right. Well, different honey, story.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Those are moments reserved only for me. You don't get to have that champagne.
I'll get you champagne.
No.
We'll go right now. Let's go.
Okay. Well, what if it's a platonic relationship? There are a lot of people who have friends of the opposite sex. Is it okay to spend that one-on-one time together, or what do you think?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Absolutely not. Listen here. Me and my husband have been married now 11 years, and it's taken us 11 years to build this really great, beautiful relationship. And there are no friends of the opposite sex. There just aren't. Like, it's me and you, we all we got, get used to it. This is real life, this is not a fairy tale.
So my husband is friends with a girl on the opposite sex. She's married, but I'm friends with her too. So I don't find it weird. And like, we hang out with our kids. I mean, she's got kids, I've got kids. I mean, but they talk on the phone all the time, but they also work together. But they never, in all the years that they've known each other, they've never kissed, nothing. There's like no sexual attraction between them. And I've been around them, like, trust me, I pick up on that. I am laser focused. There is no sexual attraction between these two. So you thinking I should be jealous of this?
I don't think you should be jealous. I think you should be smart, right? Because it is who is the easiest person to fall in love with?
Your best friend.
Your best friend. Absolutely.
Gigi, if you're watching, sorry, girl, I'm going to have to cut you out.
Slippery slope. Cut her. This is real life.
Thank you so much. So good to see you, Dan. All right, for more relationship advice, Diane's book, Going the Distance for Love, is out now. After the break, the real reason why reggae Jean Page is leaving Bridgerton. Is he making the right move? Then, did you know you can get pregnant while being pregnant?
What?
That'd be twin babies, and that actually happened. That wild story is next. All right, there were some wild stories this week, but these ones were really off the wall. Reggae Jean Page won't be back for season two of Bridgerton. We know that. And now it seems it was his choice to leave. He initially had a one-year deal with the Netflix show, but sources tell The Hollywood Reporter he turned down the chance to do a few episodes for season two, and he would have been paid about $50,000 an episode. It's apparently because he is laser focused on growing his film career. Jonathan, you're an actor. Mm-hmm. You put yourself
very
in his
established
shoes.
Established actor, yes.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Was this a wise move for Reggae Jean?
Look, I can only speak to my experience, but I understand what he's going through. Like, I started on a soap. I started on All My Children when I was 19 years old. I did that for 2.5 years, and then you just feel like you want to go on and do something else and do movies. And so I totally respect that, and I think that's a smart decision on his part. However, I will say there's something to be said for the show or the movie, Mean Girls, that makes you who you are, that establishes you and your fan base in the entertainment community. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to ever not respect that and, like, kind of give a nod to them, but also you want to go and expand your wings and do other things, and I totally understand that.
I love hearing you say that, because as a fan, like, so many times we talk to actors and actresses that want nothing to do with what made us fall in love with them in the first place. It happens all the time, and I never understood that, because I'm like, that's how I found out who you were.
Right.
That's how I became a fan
and
of you.
That's how you fall in love with the person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's, for me, it was Mean Girls. And it's so funny because I leaned into it. Because after about 10 years of trying to avoid it, I realized there's no getting away from Mean Girls. It's always going to be there. So, and it makes so many people happy. So let's just lean into it and like give them what they want, because it shows that, like, hey, I respect you and I thank you. And I know you want these little nods. Like, on October 3rd, you can ask me what day it is and I'll answer you on Instagram. Like, I get
that.
It. And so I don't think what he's doing is wrong. I don't think it's about the money, like $50,000 an episode. It is what it is. It's not about the actual money, I don't think, in this situation.
Yeah.
It's about, like, showing up for an episode or two and just being like, I burn for you. Like, show up, say the line, give the fans what they want.
Please.
But I do respect him for wanting to do other things. Maybe there's a fine line, because, again, they're not asking him to come back for another full season. It's just for, like, hey, pop in for 2 episodes. You just can still go be James Bond and still go and be on Bridgerton at the same time.
I agree. I think this was a bad idea, Reggae.
No, but I respect him. I totally get it.
I don't.
I think that you should have done a couple episodes, made your 50 grand, and made us happy.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll audition for it. Sure, why not?
I burn for you.
Very well. Very good. Okay. Here's something a little scary. If you didn't know it was possible to get pregnant while you're already pregnant, heads up, it can happen. It's super rare, but it happened to a UK woman who gave birth to twins conceived 3 weeks apart. There are a lot of questions here. First off, anyone else scared to death by this?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't really understand science fully until now.
What? It's hard.
I know. Because, see, I'm so confused. I guess it is rare because think about it. When you're trying for a baby, especially it's like your ovulation week, not to get too TMI here, but you're trying, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
How this hasn't happened more often,
I know,
is a little shocking. Well, and you can't just try once because you might not be giving yourself enough of a shot. So you
got since James and I got engaged, we've been trying and nothing is sticking, but we're gonna keep going. Still give it the old college try. I can't believe I feel like this is out of like some like sci-fi thing that like, oh, pregnant twice, like that doesn't happen in the world, but apparently it does.
So don't, yeah. I think this is my advice, because if you get too hung up on this, you may not try enough. Because if you just go and try once a month, then you might be shooting yourself in the foot. You might not actually ever get pregnant that way, because I feel like some women are gonna see this and say like, just try it once and let's make sure that didn't work before we try again, because right. I don't want to have two.
Yeah, a thing to note, this is so rare. I feel like there was a report that said there were 10 cases in the entire world of this instance. Like the doctor that she went to didn't even hear of this, whatever it's called. And it's like not regular. And she was also taking these ovulation pills to get these eggs moving because they were trying for a long time. And so I feel like maybe the pills like just gave her too many eggs one time.
Interesting.
I have no
idea. I didn't know that.
So there you go. Don't get too scared, people, right. But also, I'm scared.
but also, you'd be so cute with twins.
Stop it.
Okay, coming up, how well do you know the real names of your favorite celebrities? Which star was born Natalie Hirschlag? See if you can guess. Today is National Name Yourself Day, and that's actually the norm in Hollywood, where a lot of your favorite stars have stage names. So that's inspiring our game called Famed and Renamed. We have a bunch of real names. I'll read a clue about each of them, and you guys have to try to yell out the answer of who it is. All right, here we go. Let's start with Natalie Hirschlag. Now, she is a Harvard grad. She is starring in an upcoming superhero movie. Can you name this celebrity?
Do you know? I have no idea.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Thor.
Gal Gadot.
She's very pretty.
Natalie Hepburn.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman is correct!
Hey! Wait, that was a real guess.
Good. Okay, you guys, here we go. This is John Roger Stevens. Now, this man has an EGOT.
Oh.
His wife is a cookbook author.
John Legend!
No, Betty!
John Legend is correct!
Yes!
Yay.
John Legend!
Aaron Lim!
Chrissy Teigen!
Get into your game, Jonathan.
Well done. I'm very bad at this game.
Let me bring you to Miss Catherine Elizabeth Hudson. She uses her mom's maiden name as her stage name.
Kate Hudson?
Kate Hudson.
Not Kate Hudson.
Elizabeth.
She did the Super Bowl a few years ago. She danced with whales.
With who?
Whales?
Sharks, I mean.
She
not
danced
shark,
with whales. She, Dancing with Whales wait, coming this
she's
summer.
She's on American Idol.
Wait, who would this be then?
She is Katy Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Dances
that one.
With whales.
Oh, she right. danced with sharks.
How about Miss Karen Johnson? Also an EGOT winner. Has over 100 TV and movie credits.
Betty White.
Love you.
Betty White?
The View.
The View.
Oh, Joy.
Barbara
Walters.
Streisand.
No. Barbara Streisand.
Total fail. Whoopi
Goldberg.
That's it. Got to go to tease. You guys did okay. Aaron,
We're
you win.
We're very bad at this game.
Yeah, okay. Hey.
Aaron wins.
Disaster, the story you have to hear to believe. And then we're hanging with the Ms. and Mrs. The wild secret they have hidden in their house. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time to take a look at the stories making headlines in today's Hollywood Minute. 9 months after Naya Rivera passed away unexpectedly, her co-stars from Glee reunited at the GLAAD Awards to remember her. Led by Demi Lovato, who played her on-screen girlfriend, they talked about her ambition and accomplishments and shared how much she cherished her role as an LGBTQ ally. Kelly Clarkson is one of Hollywood's biggest stars, but she's not too big to admit she used a trash can as a toilet. Kelly confessed on her show this week that she's had bathroom emergencies while performing, like the arena concert where she got wrecked up from some food and destroyed a trash can during a quick change. Yikes, nightmare. And is former bachelorette Claire Crawley back with Dale Moss again? Really? Because it seems like they might be back on. Dale posted this picture of them on his Instagram stories and wrote selfie skills on 100. Now, they haven't confirmed anything officially, but a selfie can be worth a thousand words sometimes. And that is your Hollywood Minute. All right, two of our favorite WWE superstars are coming back. The Miz and Maryse are spilling all the secrets they have behind closed doors. Take a look.
Maryse will be gone all day. Operation Miz Cave is a go. Every single room in this house was not decorated by me. This room is from this brain. All of my visions will be represented. All of my passions will be represented. All of my video games will be represented in this beautiful, magical little Miz Cave.
When the Miz is away, the Miz will play. Look like things are already off to a crazy start. And that sneak peek, how long did it take you, Maryse, to realize what Miz was up to with his new room?
Not that long. It's my house. I'll figure it out pretty quick if you want to do something that you shouldn't be doing.
Well, the thing
is, okay, you can keep it. It's such a small room.
The thing about our house has, we have like little secret rooms that nobody knows about. Like, there's a couple of them. And this one I found, I was like, do I tell everyone or do I not tell everyone and hopefully nobody will know about it and it'll be my own special little place that I can get away from everybody and everything. I mean, we've got a lot of things going on in our house all day long.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds magical. I wish I had more secret rooms in my house to hide out. You've got two little ones, as do I. So how long do you think it's gonna take before they want to take over your Miz Cave?
they already have, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, and we build a sand pit. So
we built a sand pit.
I have a little bit of sand to put in the back, and then they drop one ton. I have to return one ton.
She goes, I want this whole area done in sand. They dropped one ton of sand, but they didn't drop it where it was supposed to be. It needed to be shoveled all the way and put in there with a wheelbarrow and everything. And guess who had to do all of that?
A lot of parents are relating to you right now because a lot of people are doing whatever they can to entertain their children.
It's been kind of nice to be home. Like, usually I'm traveling all over the world. I'm teaching them how to swim. Monroe can swim. Madison's a year and a half, so I'm teaching her how to kick her feet. That's what warms my heart the most.
You're getting ready also for WrestleMania. Are you planning to bust out any new bad moves on Bad Bunny that's going to make headlines?
I can't wait to give him a really nice left-handed receipt.
All right, Maryse, you of course are very, very tough as well, but you always look amazing. God. Can you please give me all your beauty secrets? Plus, you've got two little ones I know you're chasing around, so how do you look so awake and put together all the time?
Well, I think, honestly, it's funny we're talking about this because I just launched my new moisturizer in Neiman Marcus about 2 weeks ago, and it did really, really well, and sold out at Sephora. It's now available at Cult Beauty Overseas, so it's available around the world.
I use your moisturizer, by the way. I don't know if you can notice me every day.
Thank you guys so much for visiting with us. The Miz and Mrs. returns April 12th after WWE Raw on USA, and catch Mike's WrestleMania match with Bad Bunny this weekend on Peacock. Thank you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh my gosh. All right. So you can catch Mike's WrestleMania match this weekend on Peacock. If you don't have it yet, make sure you grab your phone, scan the QR code on your screen to sign up. And if you do it through our code, you may make a commission. Up next, why Shaq paid for a stranger's engagement ring. It's the sweetest thing. And more Feel Good Friday stories. Stay with us. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for your Feel Good Friday story. Shaq bought an engagement ring this week.
Big news, except for it's not for him. He's not planning on proposing. It was in a Zales jewelry store when he saw a young man struggling to figure out how to pay for the ring. Shaq slipped the cashier his card, bought it for him. The moment was captured on camera, and Shaq explained more on his TNT NBA show.
I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed. At first, he didn't want to take it. I said, don't worry about it. I do it all the time. So I'm just trying to make people smile. That's all.
Aww.
I love Shaq. He really does do this. Like, if you were in any store that he is in, he'll be like, what are you getting? And he'll just take it all.
Yeah.
And I just love him for that. He's such a big heart. And when you have all of that moolah, I mean, you better pay it forward.
Yeah. Who are you texting?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Googling where Shaq shops.
Okay.
So I can go. Just give me 1 second. Thank you.
Where are you, Shaq?
Where are you? Yeah. Can you turn on your location?
That's an engagement ring that will not be returned. I'll tell you.
No. Absolutely. Thank you. Full circle. Bring it back. Right. Well done.
I love
Pro.
It. Okay. You guys, this video is absolutely adorable. It's a future doctor helping out her mom.
Come in. Hello.
Hello. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Mom, you get a fever. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for everything.
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny because Chase got a doctor kit like this for his birthday, and we play this all the time. He loves to play doctor. And then now Zoe, she's only about to turn one, and she grabs the step and like tries to do what Chase does, and it's the cutest thing ever.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
I love these videos.
I think we have to work on our bedside manner a little
right.
bit, because I never want my doctor to take my temperature and then go, like, that's never good coming from your doctor. So we'll work on that, but she's going to be great.
Yeah, like, but that is funny. Like, what shows is she watching where she learned that?
Right.
And, like, she had the doctor. Like, how did she develop that? That was so cute.
I know. My mom, or Chase will say to me, are you brushing your teeth? Because I'll say that to him. You brush your teeth twice today?
Wow.
All right, so we also want to give a huge shout out to Maddie Park, who helped raise over $100,000 to help Asian American women get safe rides in New York City. She started Cafe Maddie Cabs after seeing reports of hate crimes against the Asian community. She used $2,000 of her own money to start covering rides for those in need, and within a few days has raised over 100 grand. Wow, very cool.
That is amazing. That's incredible. I mean, talk about like really using your platform mm-hmm. and like that's real activism right
yep.
there. And if you ever want to help, like you can just use your own platform and
yep.
just talk to your community and yeah. it really makes a difference.
It does. Okay. We all love a good reunion, like these two old military friends who hadn't seen each other for years since they were stationed together in Japan. The video was posted on TikTok by Rachel Taylor. The man in blue is her husband, John, and his best friend who surprised him is Justin Crockett. How cute is this?
Oh.
Wow.
I love it. Look at them.
I saw this posted online and so many people tagging their friends because a lot of us feel this way, not even just after being 3 years, but just a year of the pandemic. It's like, finally, when I get my vaccine, I can hug you.
Exactly.
Jonathan, thank you for being here. Come
thank
back
you.
Monday, will ya?
I'll be back Monday.
All right. Have a good weekend. See ya.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.